Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by the Abbot to my Costello, Rich Dembolian.
Well, which one was Abbott again?
I don't know. Which one was Abbott? Which one's Costello?
Who's Bud Abbott and Lou Costello? What's up, everybody? What's up to all my Richomaniacs and my Richest Knishes out there?
The Richest Knishes, that's your crew.
Thought about that this morning.
You know there's like one Knish factory in New York?
Yeah.
Okay. And there you go. Thank you. Thank you for the sound effects already. 3 seconds into the show. He just can't help
it. That
himself.
Was by accident. That was by accident. Sorry.
I don't believe you. I don't believe
He doesn't even know that that a show's going on. He just thinks we're on like a FaceTime.
Yeah. I'm watching Jonathan, our producer, and mm-hmm. he has this radiator behind him. And I'm going to call his landlord and tell him to pump that thing up to 100. Pump that thing up to 100. The show's all about professional wrestling. The last show of the year for us. This was a fun year. Wacky year.
Crazy year.
In the world of professional wrestling, a lot of stuff happened. Next week, I think we have a bunch of shows we're going to be doing. We have our prediction show.
Yeah.
We have our year-end award show that you could go and vote if you go to the Matt Men Twitter or Matt Men X.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting corrected. Everyone's like, oh, you got to call it X now. It's not Twitter. The
Doesn't
Matt
feel
Men
real.
X channel page. What do you call it? Account?
I guess account.
Account?
At Matt Men Podcast on X.
Stupid.
That is dumb.
Stupid. What is a tweet? What is a Twitter? That's even dumb, too.
So now do you have to say, like, you can't say, like, oh, this is what I tweeted out.
It's what I posted.
This is what I X'd out. I put the X on it.
I put the X on it. Yeah. We have the prediction show. We have the year-end show. We have a best of and worst of. There's a lot of stuff happening. Rich and I are going to World's End on Saturday, tomorrow. If you're listening to this live, it's tomorrow. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be a good time.
We'll talk about it.
We're going to see all our wrestling peoples there.
Everything else that's happening in the world of professional wrestling. Where do you want to start?
You didn't finish your Knish story.
I'm so sorry. So there's like one major factory for Knishes in New York.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, it caught on fire.
Pre-pandemic,
yeah. It caught on fire. And the side that caught on fire was the square Knish side.
Crazy, yeah.
And there's a round Knish side, and all of New York was supplied with round Knishes that nobody wanted.
Nobody likes them roundies.
Nobody likes the roundies.
Got to give me a square Knish.
Little New York fact here.
A little square Knish with a little mustard.
Oh, man.
The best.
So good. Brisket Knish.
A brisket Knish. Press 195. You know what? We're done. Let's get out of here. Right. Let's go get some brisket on Knishes for lunch.
Yeah, I could do that.
Hiroshi Tanahashi.
He likes Knishes.
The ace. He loves Knishes.
Dude, that's all he likes. That's all he eats. That's his entire diet.
Imagine like the Liver King. That's Tanahashi's secret to looking so good for the last 20 years.
He just eats
like,
Knish.
Straight up Knish diet, guys. We're like, Hiroshi Tanahashi, the ace, named president and representative director of New Japan Pro Wrestling. He will discuss the role at Wrestle Kingdom. He also said he would like to continue to wrestle. This is interesting because this is a legitimate job position.
Yeah.
But do you think New Japan is going the route of having like a GM on shows?
I don't think so. They've done this before mm-hmm. where, you know, wrestlers have had major power in that company.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously Inoki was the president. He was an active wrestler. He's the founder. But the interesting stuff, I'm curious why the change to this.
Yeah.
What do you think of this? Do you think it's more of a transitionary, like an honorary position for Tanahashi, or do you think he's going to be actually, you know, doing a 9-to-5?
I think because he's been with the company for so long, he is the ace. I think he's going to have like an office position. Like who bet? Like sometimes they always say never put like the boys in charge, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Right. I think in the case of Tanahashi, he saved the company numerous times by being the draw, by being the ace. I think he knows the ins and outs better than many, many people, and probably more so than people who they would bring on from like the corporate side. You know, maybe this is a good experiment and it'll pay off and we'll see some amazing things happen through Tanahashi's presidency.
Guidance or whatever he's doing. I'm more curious to see where this goes. Interesting move by them. Came out of nowhere. He discussed his role at Wrestle Kingdom. He also said that he would like to continue to wrestle. He said he wants to be world champion in New Japan. Interesting stuff here. Interesting stuff. We'll see where this goes.
Yeah.
I know that they've had a rough a couple years after the pandemic or during the pandemic, but I think they're kind of slowly getting back to that. Last year was a good sign, you know, with Wrestle Kingdom and everything. So we'll see what happens here. Highlights from the Tony Khan media call for World's End. Rich, you were on this call.
We were both on the call. You were.
I dropped out. I had to drop out because I was on the train.
Oh, yeah. So yesterday, Tony Khan had the media call ahead of World's End. He pretty much talked for about an hour about, you know, fielded questions at the beginning. He said the Continental Classic has been the most fun thing he's ever put together. And he really went in depth with the booking for it, you know, very analytical as to how he put those matches together. He also credited the recent rating increase for Collision or the more sports-based presentation, even though they were going up against the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, they're sitting at around like 495, 500. Yeah. I mean, it's not, I would say I think if they do like a 600,000 consistent program, that's very healthy for Saturday. I think expectations are weird. Some people fake expectations of it doing like 800,000 or 900,000. It's going to be difficult for them with competition, especially if WWE's putting on a show on a Saturday. But there is no Collision this week, by the way.
Right. Because it's World's End.
Real quick. Because there's a window after football season and before the NCAA tournament, there's going to be a window to have some good shows without any competition. So that's good for them.
Yeah, but I don't know how much football is taken away from them, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge football fan.
Yeah.
I like baseball. I like basketball. I like hockey. I'm not into football.
Yeah.
Like, I watch it. I follow it.
Yeah.
But it's not must-see TV for me.
Right.
I wonder if what that conversion is. You know, would you say 30% of wrestling fans are like that? Would you say it's less? Would you say 10% that are affecting the ratings for football? I don't know that. I actually, would know that? Brandon Thurston.
Yeah.
I subscribe to his OnlyFans.
Is he on the line?
I should get him on the line. His OnlyFans is unbelievable. It's just the Matrix.
Oh, boy. Too many numbers for me. What else did he say? He said that...
Thank you for that joke, by the way.
You're welcome. the current relationship with Warner Bros. Discovery is amazing, and he's excited to work with them through 2024. He said they've had conversations beyond that, but, you know, he was very enthusiastic on that call about his relationship with Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yeah. The current relationship with WBD is amazing, and he's excited to work with them in 2024. They've had conversations beyond that. He claims there's a lot of interest in the ROH TV rights, and he holds that as a chip when he's ready to negotiate AEW TV. I'm still leaning towards that they get signed.
Okay.
Every indicator to me has been that they get signed. I've said this before. The streaming rights essentially was completed.
Yeah.
Okay. On the WBD side. It's quite possible we're just waiting for everything to be bundled together. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at. Also, they're possibly merging with Paramount, which is, listen, we're going to see more of this in 2024 when it comes to TV. Consolidation is happening in TV, some due to the fact that, you know, these networks got very large and operation costs are astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is heading to streaming. Infrastructure is expensive. TV rights is expensive. TV rights is really changing the game here.
Yeah.
How do you afford to have programming when you're paying almost $500 million a year for Monday Night Raw? I'm just giving that number, right?
The
number was like $400 million that they wanted. $400 million a year for Monday Night Raw. It really comes down to the fact that you just don't want someone else to have it. That's what it comes down to. That's why the rights fees are so much. I mean, we'll talk about that when we get to it, but I think right now everything is becoming a loss leader when it comes to TV rights, including the NBA, the NFL, NHL. These are just products that you're going to lose money on,
right?
Or could break even on to feed everything else. If you don't have a product that you're feeding with this, then it's really pointless. Great example, the UFC, right?
Sure.
Slap League. Slap League went on after
Slap Fight or whatever it was called.
Slap League, right? What is it? The Slap League, Jonathan?
It was something like that.
Slap fight. I think it was slap fight. I think it was American slap fight.
Why is Jonathan looking sleazier and sleazier?
Can you put him on? Can you put him on? Switch it to Jonathan. Cut to Jonathan. Camera three. Jonathan.
Hey. Yes. Let me tell you something.
This is a Cactus Jack.
This shirt was a Christmas gift from my brother. And it's an amazing shirt, and
it looks comfortable.
Yo, I got robbed by him in 1997 at the bodega. I swear to God, it's the same guy.
Let me tell you, I'm wearing this shirt to shout out Rutgers, Pinstripe Bowl champion. So I have to wear some Yankees gear today, and you know, this is a great Christmas present. You know,
he is so, and I love you, Jonathan. You know, I love you. He is.
Look at those danglies.
I know, dude. He's turning into Lawrence Taylor. He's getting darker and darker as you speak.
Yeah, just wait till the braids are in later tonight.
Yeah, are you putting the braids back in?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, right after this. I look like Sal Volcano, according to Dave D.
Fantastic. Sleaziest
but
of the
sleaze. But it's a Slap Fight Championship.
Slap Fight Championship. Slap Fight was... They didn't have a good lead-in from AEW. Like, it didn't really do much for them.
They should have called it the CTE Awards.
I unbelievable. I am all for fight sports. I thought it was the... I still think it's the dumbest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find anything interesting about it.
I don't want to get slapped.
I don't want to get open-handed slapped by a man.
Yeah. Oh, you prefer a woman.
Yeah. That's the only one. That's generally who slaps me.
How rude.
I don't want some heavy contractor hands on my face with callus everywhere.
You learned your lesson after catcalling those contractors.
Yeah, man.
I tried to flip it on them.
Yeah, I tried to flip it on them. They slapped me. They said, how dare you? It's unbelievable.
Andrew makes him put lotion on. Hey, if you're going to slap me, can you moisturize
me?
No,
I was doing this thing. That thing that they do? What is that?
I have no explanation for it. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're
that?
Talking about. I don't know. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of
gross.
Mouth noises.
Gross.
That happen.
Gross. Guys, I've seen it happen.
Do this.
What is that?
Do that shit.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What is this?
They would do some curly shit from the Three Stooges.
They call everybody a wise guy? Mm-hmm. Hey, that wise guy?
Were you a Stooges guy growing up?
Yeah.
Stooges are completely insane. I encourage everybody who's, I would say, like, under 25 who's watching us, just look up some Three Stooges.
Power slap.
Okay.
Thank you. None of us got it right.
Slap jam.
Slap jam.
That was the competitor.
Yeah.
Slap jam.
Yeah. Didn't work, though. Didn't work.
Back to the media call.
Yeah.
So, Tony Khan's media call yesterday. He also implied that the Devil storyline could likely have a big revelation very soon, possibly a reveal.
I think it's going to get revealed.
It's going to get revealed very soon, possibly on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. I feel like...
Who do you think it is?
You know, I got my top three.
Okay.
And
realistic top three, right?
Realistic top three. I'm throwing Jay White in there.
Okay.
I'm throwing Jungle Boy because he hasn't been around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like the third one's going to come out of nowhere. I feel like they have a couple of guys that haven't been on TV in a while.
Yo,
you know, like an All Ego, Hangman, you know,
Hangman. Hangman. I'm. You know what? We'll find out who it is. Yeah. I was told a name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's like a stooge test or something. So I'm not revealing it.
Right, right.
Nobody
right.
else. I've asked around. Not one person has
exactly.
heard anything.
Exactly. But that would be great if it happens that way. I kind of feel like it won't, but I think it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Listen,
now,
I think it's fun. I think it's fun to see what happens. I'm looking forward to this.
Now, with the two masked men beating MJF on Dynamite for the titles and Joe siding with the Devil, that makes it very interesting.
But did he side with the Devil?
I think let's say Joe's working for the Devil, right?
Well, they kind of allude, like, that was the I watched the entirety.
Yeah.
Okay. But I didn't have the volume on at the end.
Okay.
So did the announcers say that he was siding with, like, did they lead you down that path?
I think
okay,
so.
They did. Okay.
So I also had I also had the end of Dynamite really low.
It was an overrun. Really, it was like a 7-minute overrun. It was like, shh, it's 10 o'clock.
So,
my landlord comes and bangs on my door.
Hey,
put it down.
Turn it down. So, the two masked guys, who do you think they are? So now if they turn out to, this is not any insider information, it's speculation. It's like, what if the two masked men are Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish? And
too big. They were too big. I don't know if those masked guys are the actual guys.
Also, one of the masked guys clearly had a beard. Did under he? The mask. Yeah, I sent that picture yesterday to the group chat. I said it was Hogan, but listen, probably not. Butcher and Blade.
No, one guy. One of them is too small. They were two big guys. These were big.
Blade's pretty big. Blade's a decent sized gentleman.
Someone do like an NCIS like analytic zoom in.
Scan on that quadrant.
Yeah, scan on mask guy one. Facial analysis.
If it's Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, I think Cole would be a good answer to the devil, and Roddy ends up turning on Taven and Bennett.
What if it's Taven and Bennett? I mean, I don't think it is. These guys were big. These guys were much bigger, but
I think the devil reveal only works with Cole if the other guys are Fish, O'Reilly, and Roderick.
I want it to be Tony Khan. So bad.
So bad. That would have been my question yesterday if I had the chance.
Are you the devil?
Are you the devil? Rich, Matt Pro Wrestling Podcast, are you the devil? Get real nervous and high-pitched.
He pulls it out and he does like that, like his screech, you know, when he starts yelling.
I love that.
Can I get you my off-the-wall prediction?
Sure. Do you know what the storyline is?
You know, he just does the Howard Dean scream.
I would love it if it's the most bizarre pairing of like Michael Tarvin and Darren Young.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
That's my off the wall.
That's a really off the wall.
That's really off the wall. MG, how about you? What's your off the wall prediction for these guys? Do you leave?
I don't know. No, I'm here.
He's sticking, dude.
I've been following the storyline. I don't have an off the wall one.
Who do you think it is?
I'm leaning towards Swerve right now.
You're leaning towards Swerve. Okay. I would love it for it to be Swerve. I think the freaking momentum. By the way, okay, I'm plugging this.
Ryback.
I'm making no money from this. Wrestling Universe.
Yes.
Here in Bayside, in Flushing, Bayside.
Okay? Local boys.
Francis Hughes Boulevard. Swerve is going to be there tonight with Prince Nana from 5 to 9. Fun. Okay, let me give them a plug.
I think 5 to 8.
Let me see. You're wrestling 5 to 8?
Yeah, I think it's 5 to 8.
Universe.
If you are a wrestling fan and are in the New York area, possibly for World's End, go check out Wrestling Universe in Queens. Yeah. Again, we're not getting paid for this. This is just the local guys that we've known for a million
19907 34th Avenue.
Very close
is
to
that
us.
Is that Flushing?
That's technically Flushing. It's right on the border of Flushing, Bayside, and Whitestone.
Yeah.
It's on like that corner.
Meet Swerve Strickland December 29th at the Wrestling Universe. 5 to 8 photo op, $40. Signed item, $40. A combo for $60.
Mm-hmm.
I'm plugging this. I think this is freaking great.
Oh, I got a great off-the-wall one.
Yeah, give me.
Shane O'Mac.
Ooh, I would love that.
That's imagine what I was gonna say too. Everybody, the breath just got taken out of the room.
Yeah, I love that. And he goes, it's me?
Yeah. It's me, MJF. It's been me all along. And it's Shane O'Mac. Because he's not.
You know what? I like this. I like fantasy booking like this.
Same here.
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's Okada.
It's Okada.
Shane O'Mac would be incredible. And like all the guys are just like, he just pays everybody to be like his henchman. You know?
Did you see how Ali looks right now?
It's like jacked up. Yeah.
My God.
If it's Ali, they have to present it as if he was like the second coming.
I don't think it is him.
Okay.
But you know what? Fun stuff. DDP. Right? Here's the problem with this. The speculation is always more fun than the end result.
It really is, yeah.
Unless it's actually, you know, like if it's CM Punk. You know, you're like, oh my God, how could that happen? That's the only possibility. Like, I can't, or like a John Cena. That, like, if it's like not those two, the speculation will always be, imagine he takes the mask off, there's no head.
That's, be perfect. That's the other cat call those construction workers do. They go,
is that the John Cena song? Yeah. So, fun stuff. Fun
Very stuff. Excited. It would be cool if we were there in the building when the reveal happens.
Yeah, Kenny Omega's diverticulitis diagnosis affected a lot of things coming for the pay-per-view.
Diverticulitis.
New contracts. Let's talk about this. Zelina Vega has recently signed a multi-year contract with the company. Cody. This is okay, so this is according to Dave.
Yeah.
Cody has recently signed a new contract in October per Dave Meltzer, but Sean Ross Sapp is reporting that he has not signed it yet.
Mm-hmm.
He was presented the contract. So he's either signed that contract or has not signed a contract. He's
holding on to that piece of paper.
Maybe he's just holding on to the piece of paper.
Listen, I don't think the guy's going anywhere unless, like, is it a legitimate... When your contract's done, let me ask you, when your contract is done with WWE,
yeah,
is there a no-compete for 90 days, or is it just like, hey, my contract's done, I can go anywhere at any time?
I think it depends on the person, but generally there's a 90-day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then that'll further speculation where it's like Cody's contract has been up, he's got a handshake deal, boom, this guy's the devil. I don't think that's going to happen. But it would be interesting.
That would be a moment.
Wouldn't it?
That would be a great, like, we're talking about like big, like that will trump. That'll trump the speculation. That would be one of them. Yeah. That makes sense. I know it's not going to happen, but that would be one of them. That's why I keep saying, like, the speculation is way bigger than the actual end result, always.
Yeah. I mean, it's not Cody because he didn't finish the story unless he shows up as a devil and he's like restarting the story.
Yeah. You know, but we'll see what happens.
I don't think Cody's going anywhere, man. I think all those guys are locked in. I think WWE, it seems like WWE for the, I don't want to say the first time, but perception wise, it seems like they're actually keeping their guys very happy, right? I know we're going to get into the garden stuff.
I don't believe there's a 90 day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
I got a message from Andrew here, and Andrew told me myself.
From the future.
From the future. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew.
Anyway, we'll talk about the MSG thing with Punk in a couple of minutes. Sean Spears is also done.
Mm-hmm.
Said it was his choice. I think QT Marshall is done, right?
QT is done. Sean Spears is interesting because he was one of the guys in WWE that gained momentum.
He's a Cody guy.
Okay, he's a Cody guy. He gained a lot of momentum with the 10 chance.
Yeah.
He was in developmental for 10 freaking years. Mm-hmm. He went to the main roster for like a minute, and then he was released.
Yeah.
And when AEW started, there was a lot of hope. Like, oh, yeah, you know what? Now he could prove
it. He's the 10 guy.
He's the 10 guy, and he went into that program with Cody, and he busted up his head.
Yeah.
In that first show.
Wild.
And right? Then it went nowhere.
Yeah.
And it meant nothing. So.
I think guys like the Cody guys that are leaving AEW are WWE bound, not so much in front of the camera, but I think Sean Spears will become a trainer at NXT. I think QT will become a trainer at NXT. I think like Cody's getting his guys into the sphere of WWE, right? That's what I think.
Yeah.
Dana Massey's also done, the wife of Matt Jackson. She finished up as chief marketing and merchandising officer. I can understand that.
Yeah. She did not want to re-sign. According to the rumors, is that she didn't want to sign because she felt that she wasn't defended.
Okay.
The Bucks weren't defended in this from the brawl out, and she just wanted to leave. Listen, the news that comes out of here is going to be very political.
Yeah.
Okay. Depending on who you're speaking to. That's one side of the report. The other side is that it was time for her to go and she kind of felt it. That was another side. Listen, who knows? Mm-hmm. It's political. She's not there anymore. But I do want to say this. This is an opportunity for AEW to kind of start putting new pieces inside internally. On the corporate side of things. I don't know whether or not Dana Messi was great at her job or bad at her job. I have no insight on that. You know, she was there for a long time and she was one of the founding people there. And she was an instrumental part to the company, but she is no longer their chief marketing and merchandising officer.
It could be that the machine got too big.
I do think that they all have a very sour taste in their mouths after what happened at Brawl Out.
Yeah.
I think that really changed the trajectory of a lot of things there. Mm-hmm. Some people felt that they, not saying either side, but I think both sides felt that they had more pull to get what they wanted done. And nobody was left happy with this.
Right.
Well, not one person that was involved there was left satisfied.
Yeah.
Mega, right? Their legal counsel. It was announced that she left. She was no longer on the AEW side. She was concentrating on the Jacksonville Jaguars side. But there's also a report coming out that she was actually suspended.
Oh, interesting.
So,
who knows?
You know, wacky. And where the hell is Jungle Boy?
Right.
Is he ever coming back?
I think he will.
I do not want him to be the devil. I will tell you that. That would be a disappointment for me.
Would it?
Yeah, you know what's fascinating? The Four Pillars. They had that Four Pillars match, and everybody kind of took a back seat after that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, a lot of the booking in the last year has been very interesting, but I do think AEW in the last year has also provided some pretty cool big moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very interesting. It's still a baby company, you know, and this has not hurt them. I don't think any of this stuff has
hurt
them.
It is time to get out of the startup mentality, though.
Okay.
They are a startup. Tony said that from day one that he looked at this like a startup. Listen, Tony's a business guy.
Yeah.
He's the same age as me. Right. We both started up. He had way more of an advantage than I did, but it's a thing. I understand his business philosophy, but it's also time, I think, for that company to no longer be a startup and put key people in positions.
Yeah, yeah.
On the corporate side, business side of things. So it's less on him.
Mm-hmm.
You need sharks. That's what I keep saying.
Yeah.
I was at that garden show. There was a lot of executives there. I shook a lot of hands. These guys are the creme de la creme.
Yeah.
If you're not performing at 100% in that company, you're gone.
Right, 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 right.
You know, and I think AEW needs that same philosophy.
Mm.
In a recent interview, Bill Goldberg called Vince McMahon a piece of shit. He was promised a retirement match if he put Roman over in Saudi Arabia and never got the match.
Wow.
I thought that was funny. I had to add that one.
It was Vince's last FU. But you got to remember, Vince left after that. Remember? I think Vince had a little bit... Yeah. He was a little distracted with his own issues.
Now, this is coming from a guy where Vince pulled out basically all the stops to get this guy to return. He put the belt on him immediately, right?
Yeah.
A speared KO, 12-second match.
And he beat Brock Lesnar in that squash.
Great match. Not, I don't want to say great matches, but probably arguably the best matches of Bill Goldberg's career happened after that return, right? And for him to turn around and be like, he has a piece of crap. It's very bizarre.
He was booked properly.
He was booked very properly.
Listen, they're all kooky.
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
You want to date my daughter?
You want to date my... Vince!
Vince, you want to date my daughter? Let's talk about this garden show.
Yeah, please.
I was there.
You were there.
I was at Madison Square Garden. The kids got to do a cool meet and greet experience.
Big shout out to Billy for hooking it up.
Big shout out to Billy. Big shout out to Adam over there.
Yeah.
What a cool experience for the kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They got to meet Rhea and Dominic.
Very cool.
As my son called, when they came in a room, because Taylor has like a crush on Dominic.
Oh.
Did I tell you this?
No, it's okay. Cute.
Taylor has like a little crush on Dominic. So Billy comes in the room and he's like, you know, and who's ready for the next line of Kofi was first. Kofi did the first signing, and what a pro. A smile, the smile never went off his face.
That's awesome.
He was the best.
Yeah.
The best. Dom and Rhea walk in. My kids erupt.
Awesome.
Erupt. They get in that line. We're waiting for them. And my son's like, I can't believe I'm gonna meet Dominic. I'm gonna tell Dominic. I'm gonna give him a high five. I'm gonna tell Dominic this. I'm gonna tell Dominic that.
That's so cute.
He gets up to him and he goes, what's up, Domino?
That's pretty funny.
And Rhea goes, I like that. Daddy Domino.
That's pretty good.
Hysterical. What the sweetest human being.
Those pictures are great.
Genuinely, just both of them. Class act.
Very cool.
Okay? Just the smile on my kid's face, well worth everything.
And you guys had great seats, too.
We have fantastic seats. Yeah. Section 118, baby.
Very cool.
So the show opened up with Becky and Zoe Stark. Big pop for Becky. Obviously, that building was jammed, packed, 15,831 in attendance.
Yeah.
Almost every seat was opened up that was not obstructed because they had a little stage set up. So I didn't remember the house show stage being as big.
Yeah.
Like a little Tron. But that whole back section of the garden, you can't open that, you know?
Wasn't the stat that this is the biggest sellout of a house show in like how many years?
I don't know if it was the biggest sellout for the house show, but it was the most profitable house show.
So let's rewind a little bit, right? We just talked about the brawl out, right?
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't think anybody's happy with the results of what happened, right? People are pissed off, et cetera, et cetera. I think in hindsight, the one guy that made it out scot-free, smelling like daisies,
CM Punk.
Yeah. They handed the garden, and it was cool that WWE caught this. Did you watch that? The clip that they posted?
Which one?
The garden handed him
the plaque. Yeah, the Tiffany plaque.
Saying,
welcome home.
Welcome home, sell out at the garden with the date and everything.
Awesome. Right?
How wonderful must that be?
Dude, like, I got goosebumps from it. You know, I got goosebumps because, listen, if you are a sports fan in any way, if you're a New York sports fan, like, that building is very special. It feels special.
Or if you're a New Yorker or in the tri-state area, it's the garden.
It's the garden. Jess was dressed as Martha Wayne for this show. She had her mink coat on.
Oh, it's funny.
I was like, oh, we're going to get stabbed as we're leaving. I looked at Hunter. I'm like, ready to become Batman?
Don't wear pearls.
Are you ready to become Curtis Sliwa?
Oh, no. Is that what happened? Was that Curtis Sliwa's origin?
That's what happens in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't become Batman. You end up becoming a Curtis Sliwa.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was a blast. That building is very special. It's an awesome building. You feel that building is special.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten that feeling in any other building before for sports.
Yeah.
Not even Citi Field. Like, I love the Mets. I'm at Citi Field all the time. Shea, I never got that feeling. Maybe Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I love Citi Field, though.
I love Citi Field, too.
Yankee Stadium's a mausoleum.
I've gotten that feeling of the Garden at Staples Center, too.
Okay, you know what?
Okay.
Staples Center, cool. Yeah, you got Celebrity Row there. You got the whole thing going. But this crowd was interesting. It was a lot of families, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure. It was all families, kids, parents. It was like everybody had like that four-seat deal. It was tremendously a family event. Again, it's Christmas week. Everybody's off.
Yeah.
This is a tradition here in New York that the garden runs on that week. We'll talk about this card. But we'll go to the big thing here. CM Punk.
Yeah.
Chants were going on throughout the night. It was very abrupt how he came out because the match finished. It was, I think it was Finn Balor and Priest against Sammy and Jey Uso, right? That was the match. Is this in the right order, by the way, MG?
It is.
It is. Yes. Okay. Yeah, because Sammy stayed in the ring a little long, because he was dead. So he stayed in the ring. They hit their music. He walked out. And then it just went black, the Titantron, and then just CM Punk's music.
Okay.
And everybody was like kind of like settling because they were wondering what. And then all of a sudden, everybody just popped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Came out in the black undies because his tights didn't fit, apparently. He did a house show match.
Great.
I saw the criticism here, okay? And I feel like a lot of it came from people that have never attended a house show.
Right. 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 Right.
They're like, oh, he didn't do anything. It was a safe
12-minute
match. You don't have
Please God, don't do anything.
Please God, don't do anything.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, why was he just throwing his arms around? I'm like, okay, there's two ways to wrestle. One is for TV, right? And one is for the audience.
Right.
You have to be dramatic.
You got
to
be big.
Because there are people all the way in the rafters.
Yeah.
Rappers. They're all rappers.
All the rappers were there.
Yeah. You got it. That's how a house show is. I grew up going to the garden show every freaking Christmas. Even in the Hogan days, even in the, old days, you would do big selling because you're selling for room.
Yeah. Also, they just hit the high notes.
You hit the high notes. Punk won with a GTS.
He got slapped by Rhea.
He got slapped by Rhea. I loved it. It was great. Yeah. The crowd loved it. But here's what happened. It was very obvious that there were many people in that building that were there for Punk.
Great.
When that match ended, it was a sea of people that I saw get up and go.
Just leave.
They just got up and left.
Yeah.
And you know what? It has nothing to do with Cody. It has nothing to do with Seth and Drew. It has to do with the fact that you're trying to catch that freaking train.
Exactly.
Get your kids back home.
Right.
Okay.
For those that don't know, parking in the area,
if you drive in,
is berserk.
There's no parking.
There's no parking. You would have to pay exorbitant amount of money in a lot.
I think it's like $75.
Right. Or you take the train, and the train's right under the garden, right?
The garden's on the fifth floor of Penn Station, essentially.
Yeah. And the train runs every X amount of minutes to take it around Ronkonkoma or wherever you gotta go.
Ronkonkoma.
So you gotta go. Like, even when Andrew and I were texting, I was like, are you gonna hop on that 9:17? Because then after that,
it's I missed it.
So it was like the 9:48.
I took an Uber.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I took $148 Uber.
Exactly. There you go. Mm-hmm. So, but you stayed for the Punk match. What time did Punk go on? Like around, like before nine?
No. It was nine. It was after nine because,
okay,
I missed the train.
Okay. Yeah.
But I ended up, I saw Ricochet and Bronson Reed.
Mm-hmm.
That followed. It was like a 3-minute match. Cody defeated Shinsuke Nakamura with the bull rope.
How was that?
It was a wonky ending.
Yeah.
I think because they started running out of time, because I don't know if people know this. There's a curfew on that building.
Yes.
Right? And those union fees are so freaking high that you need to be done by 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
The show has to be done. So I don't know where it got top heavy. I think they could have done, like, the Omos match was a minute, right?
Yeah.
Katana Chance and Caden Carter, that maybe, like, you had to have that title match on there. There was nothing really they could have cut. Nothing ran long. I think the issue was that they added CM Punk and Dominic to this.
Right, right.
It took 12 minutes from the top. Right. Cody, bull rope match with Shinsuke. And then you had Seth Rollins defeating Drew McIntyre in a no DQ count, no count out match to retain the world title. After Rollins dedicated his win to Brody Lee and Bray Wyatt.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. This was cool. Fun show. Had a freaking blast. Yeah.
Highest grossing non-televised domestic event of all time.
I don't think it was a $1 million gate, though.
Okay.
Did they announce that? Because I feel like they would have said it was a $1 million gate. I think the biggest MSG one is for a house show. For that house show was in 2008. They did 18,000 plus in the building. Because remember, it was a different configuration in 2008 for the Garden.
Yeah.
This is before the renovation. And I think it was like an 800,000 plus gate.
Wow.
So it's possible they came close to 1 million. It's possible they did 1 million. You know what? I should message them and ask them. I'll find out. All right.
Yes. So let's see. Great show. Also. Do you think at any point backstage, Triple H goes up to Punk and goes, "Hey, in all seriousness, I'm sorry for how it happened."
They did apologize to each other,
you know. And
they had an hour phone call, apparently.
And also Triple H acknowledging, like, Jesus Christ, after 10 years, people still love you. Like, that much to watch that match and then just go home. Right?
Oh, Andrew from the future is messaging me. It was over $775,000 the gate.
Okay.
Yeah. So that actually doesn't beat the highest grossing. Because the highest grossing was $800,000. Interesting. Do you want to meet Andrew from the future?
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, you'll meet him at World's End.
World's End. Does he look like you, but except with like a post-apocalyptic ponytail?
Yeah, he has one eye.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you know, my eye has been bothering me for 2 freaking days. Okay?
You should go to the doctor.
I'm like, God, I hope it's not a sty.
Okay. You got pink eye, man.
You know from what?
I know exactly from what. Hazards of the work environment.
My eye was bothering me. It's fine now.
Like, you got to stop doing booty tooting Tuesdays.
I know, dude. It's a problem. I can't. It's fun. And I was like, fuck, if my eye's like really fucked up, I got to wear like an eye patch. And everyone's going to think I'm in cosplay.
Okay.
Of Brian Danielson.
Or Rocky Romero.
Or Rocky Romero. Yeah, we have a lot of eye patch boys in AEW.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Rocky's by choice.
Mm-hmm.
He just likes the look. AEW Dynamite. This is the go-home, unless they do something big tonight on Rampage, but this is the go-home show. Jon Moxley defeated Swerve Strickland and Switchblade Jay White in the Continental Classic Gold League Finals. This was a fun match. Very much enjoyed this. Switchblade took the pin. Swerve was thrown off the top, and then Moxley murdered Switchblade and took the pin. So you protected Swerve there.
Great match. Great opener.
So I will say, I told Rich this, and I told the boys this. I knew that Swerve was not winning because I knew the match was him and Keith Lee.
Yeah.
Early on. So I was like, okay, they're figuring something out here. Renee Paquette interviews Mariah May asking why she attacked Rio last week. She said she would debut her on the first Dynamite of 2024. Rio came to chase her to the ring.
Interesting moment in that Tony Khan phone call, too. He said, like, statistically, Rio pops the ratings whenever she's on TV.
I don't know if that's just happenstance or if there's something there. I don't know.
Tony came out for the save, but almost took the Tiger Fade kick.
Tony Khan came for the save. Rio.
How do you feel about the Tony Storm stuff?
I can't get sick of it. It's right up my alley, you know? Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Don Callis family Boxing Week celebration. He had more custom paintings that were made. Sammy Guevara made his return and confronted Don Callis.
Another turn for Sammy,
which about why he didn't call Sammy when he was injured. This led to him getting beat down. Mm-hmm. Jericho made the save. Then Sting and Darby show up.
Yeah.
So is it a three on three at that show?
Four on four. Yeah. It's a 4-on-4. As soon as Sammy's music hit, I was like, oh, this is the Jericho match.
Yeah, you know what? It's good that they got Sting on that show.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
It's Sting!
He doesn't have... You know what? Great moment to have him because he doesn't have to do jack shit in that match.
No, why would he? Yeah. World's End. Movie. Let's see. Let's see that card, actually. I want to pull this up here while we have it.
We have the card on the notes.
Okay. Yeah. We'll go through that. We'll go through it.
Yeah, there's 11 matches, by the way.
Great.
It's going to be a long night.
Beautiful.
Rich.
We'll fall asleep in each other's arms. That's okay.
That'll be so nice. Mm-hmm. What else happened on the show?
So Roderick Strong and the Kingdom are in the back showing off the bulletin board of who is and isn't the devil. Great. Eddie Kingston defeated Brian Danielson in the Continental Classic Blue League Finals.
Yeah.
What a match. And you know what? I got to say, I may have said this last week on the show. One of the top three things I love about AEW is Eddie Kingston.
He's great.
I think that guy is the strongest foundation they have because his promos are so... It's like nobody told him it's a work, you know? We're like, he's really going at it and it's very impassioned. And I think like his matches in the last year have probably been the best of his career. This match was fantastic.
I thought it was... I think... What they've done with Eddie, I think the story that they told about Eddie here, you know, losing in the beginning, you know, numerous times, and then getting his shit together.
Putting
those two belts on the line. He's like, I think I made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think it's great. And the fact that this guy was nearly unemployed and he was leaving the wrestling business when the pandemic happened and he was going to go get some job. And the turn, I mean, it just shows you how life can change like this.
Yeah.
So quickly with the momentum. I love it. I think they're doing the right thing here. So the match is going to be John Moxley and Eddie Kingston.
Love it. That's going to tear the house down. Could be match of the night. Also, good on Cody, right? Because Cody didn't have to say, because he was doing that TBS challenge, right? The TNT belt challenge or whatever.
Yeah.
He could have said, like, I don't want to wrestle this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think everything for a reason.
Kristen Cage and Adam. Who's Kristen Cage, MG?
Oh, Christina Cage.
Christian Cage.
I think I've seen her movies.
Christian Cage and Adam Copeland were supposed to have a sit-down interview, which turned into a backstage brawl. They do good pull-aparts with them.
They did a good, very good. Yeah. But, you know, this show, it was weird. I don't think it was a terrible show. Mm-hmm. I think it was a weird show. It was almost like total polar opposites. From certain things that happened on this and then other things that happened. Like, it was like two different people wrote in. They just split the script.
Okay.
I thought it was interesting how it was done. Where are we?
Sky Blue defeated Chris Statlander.
Yes.
Julia Hart's help.
Yes.
And Abaddon confronted Julia on the stage ahead of their match. That's going to be a great match, I think.
Abaddon and Julia?
Yeah.
Well, Julia lost. I mean, Abaddon lost for the title, didn't she? Didn't they?
I think there was interference, right?
Her record is pretty good. I know.
Who, Julia's?
Julia's or Abaddon's?
Abaddon's. Abaddon's record, because remember, she was on Dark for a long time. All her matches were on Dark. So.
Yeah. Put the belt on Abaddon. Why not?
Awesome look.
Yeah. Renee tries to interview Ruby Soho and Saraya.
Just talk about weird segment.
Renee. Oh, yeah. Okay. Renee tries to interview Ruby Soho and Saraya. Harley Cameron, which was with QT prior.
Right.
Okay. Who gives Harley Cameron to Ruby as an assistant. She then pulls out a freaking butcher's knife.
Yeah.
Why?
What's happening? All right.
It just felt so odd. It was not, it didn't belong there at all.
And then you had the end of the show, the Devil's Henchman defeating MJF for the, just MJF for the Ring of Honor tag team titles. It looks like Joe got attacked backstage. MJF goes at it alone. When the Devil came on the screen, they're doing with business. It seems like they're doing business with Joe.
Yeah, it looks like
so Joe's working for the Devil, which makes it even more interesting.
Or is he?
Or is he?
Or is he?
What if the two henchmen are FTR?
The two henchmen are FTR? What was the move? They use the MJF's move where he goes. What does he call that on the ropes? The feet on the ropes, and then it's like a DDT.
Yeah.
Or it's like a pile driver. You know what I'm talking about? Someone in the chat will call it. I forgot what it's called.
Would you be upset if it turns out that the henchmen were FTR and the Devil was Wardlow?
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see Wardlow as the Devil.
I think it would be big again. Would you pop if we're there? Let's say we're there. We're at NASA Coliseum, right? Would you pop if the reveal was Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, Roderick Strong, and Adam Cole?
I would be cool if they reunited those guys. I always thought they were a good act. It's interesting how that act did not go well in AEW. I think too many injuries.
Yeah.
They all got hurt.
And everybody showed up at a different time.
Yeah. Bobby Fish got hurt.
Yeah.
Kyle got really hurt. Mm-hmm. Adam got hurt. Fascinating that those guys all got hurt like that.
Yeah.
The year.
And Roddy got hurt too.
Roddy got hurt too, yeah.
But I think that would be kind of a cool, like, oh, now you have like a good four-man group to kind of go up against everybody else. Yeah. I think they might need that, right? So you have those built-in matches with like the BCC and like all these other guys. I think it would be kind of cool. That wouldn't be a letdown. If it was just Adam Cole, I think that would be, for me, that would be a letdown.
I totally feel you.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right. We got Rampage tonight. Orange Cassidy, Trent Barrett, and Rocky Romero versus Top Flight. And Action Andretti, Wheeler Yuter defends the ROH Pure title against Matt Sydal and Ruby Soho versus Marina Shafir.
AEW Dynamite and Dynamite next week. The only thing announced for their New Year's show is Mariah May makes her in-ring debut. I'm sure we'll find out everything after this. Here is the card for tomorrow at the Nassau Coliseum. I have not been to that building in many, many years.
I think the last time I was there, I saw like Iron Maiden or something.
You know who's performing the next day?
Who?
That guy. What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing?
He's the Devil.
Oh, I would love that.
Billy Joel is the Devil. And this guy shows up full, just floating on
Captain
a piano.
Captain Jack will get you high tonight. That's a little push.
Do you have a Billy Joel shirt?
I don't, actually. I just, you know what it is? It's him driving into a house.
You should get a Billy Joel shirt and wear it tomorrow.
David and
has he crashed in your house yet?
Billy's oh yeah,
saying, yeah, me too.
Twice.
Say that again.
What happened, MG?
He said, David Scott in chat says Billy is playing UBS, not Nassau.
Oh, okay.
I thought Billy was playing Nassau.
Yeah, you were gonna camp out.
That just broke Andrew.
You're gonna camp out overnight.
I thought he was playing Nassau.
No, show's over, guys.
For New Year's, who's doing the New Year's show there?
I don't know.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing?
Rob Zombie.
Oh, it's Rob Zombie. No.
Rob Zombie's reveal as the Devil. That'd be awesome. All right, let's go into the card. You ready?
Yeah.
0 hour, 20-man battle royal for a TNT title match anywhere, anytime.
Okay.
Cool. Another 0 hour, FTW rules for the FTW championship. Hook defends against Wheeler Yuta. Great. We have Sting, Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara, and Chris Jericho versus Big Bill, Ricky Starks, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Kyle Fletcher. This is a great match to have on the card since Kenny Omega is out with his injury.
Yeah.
Get everybody on this card. Very kind of New Japan style booking. Does it matter who wins and who loses? It's going to be a fun match.
Yeah.
You have Brian Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, Mark Briscoe, and Daniel Garcia versus Jay White, Roosh, Jay Lethal, and Brody King. I think that might be my favorite 4-on-4.
That's a nice
of the
4-on-4,
night.
Yeah.
Good 4-on-4.
Just to get everybody to do something.
Yeah,
everybody
again,
from the Continental everybody Classic.
Everybody from the Continental Classic.
Doesn't matter if they win or lose, right?
Yeah.
Andrade El Idolo versus Miro. This is going to be an interesting one.
Miro should win.
I feel like Andrade should win.
Isn't it weird? Like, Miro doesn't wrestle.
No.
Like, how many matches has he had total since being there?
That's a good one. He just does the contemplative promos where he feels like a piece of shit about himself.
Well, apparently he doesn't want a job to anybody.
Oh, really? Mr. No Job.
I think the only televised match was All Out, the meat match with
great
Will
match.
Hobbs.
That was a great match.
No, didn't he wrestle somebody recently on
Dynamite? He might have.
Dynamite?
Yeah, he probably has. But, I mean, Collision, maybe.
Yeah,
I got the numbers here.
All right, give me.
So 2020, he had 5 appearances. 2021, 20. 2022, 4. And 2023, 6.
Wow.
35 total appearances.
Yo, that guy robbed.
Cashing checks, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it.
Whatever.
It's a no-show job for him.
Yeah.
It's a union no-show job.
I think, yeah, exactly. Like, hey, you know, like somebody will punch your clock. Somebody will punch your clock for you.
Listen. All you got to do is go in there, just show your face and then leave. All right. It's a no show.
Going every Monday.
$25,000 for the next 8 weeks.
Wild. Andrade, I think, needs the win here.
They
got to do something major with Andrade.
I want him to get wonky.
Like real nuts?
Yeah. Like an Undertaker gimmick on him.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Swerve versus Keith Lee. I feel like this is going to end with them teaming up.
They need this over with.
Yeah.
And where was Keith Lee on that show on Dynamite? He was not on Dynamite.
He called him out on Collision, I want to say.
Yeah, and then I think
they mentioned it on Dynamite.
They mentioned like he's going to be there and he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened.
I think this is going to be shenanigans and they end up like together. Something happened. Like somebody does a run in and then they have to team up or some shit. TBS Championship, Julia Hart defends against Abaddon. I think Abaddon takes it.
Julia takes it.
She keeps it.
Yeah, she keeps
it. AEW Continental Classic Finals, Eddie Kingston versus Jon Moxley. I think this might be match of the night.
So, should Eddie win this or should Mox win this?
Either one is good in my eyes. I think the story of Eddie actually doing the dopey move and putting those belts on the line and winning them back. And then, now, is there a Continental belt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's the one that's covered up on that.
It's the one that's covered.
How dope would it be if it just looked like the classic IWGP belt?
That'd be great. I don't know what it looks like. I don't think it's going to look like that. Actually, I can find out what it looks like.
So, I think Eddie takes it only because I feel like Mox has had so many belts in the last couple of years.
But Mox is in Wrestle Kingdom. He's in a big match.
So there you go.
So
Moxley defends all his belts.
All of his belts. I'm intrigued by this.
They both have a New Japan connection, right?
Yes.
Now, does it make sense to have Moxley as the Ring of Honor champion or keep it on Eddie? Because then Mox is Ring of Honor champ. Like, who's he going to wrestle?
Well, whoever Claudio did on every Dynamite and Collision, you know?
There you go.
So I think they'll just do the same thing. I'm curious. This is going to be a great match. I love both of them.
I'm going with Eddie.
Okay, me too.
I'm going with Eddie. What about you, MG?
I would love Moxley, but I really think it's Eddie. I think that's a story they're telling. This whole thing has kind of been about him in a way. So,
okay, Jonathan, how about you?
I go with Eddie because I'm always repping New York.
There you go. Fair answer. TNT Championship, no DQ. Christian Cage defends against Adam Copeland.
I want Adam Copeland to win.
Yeah, same here.
I want Edge to win this.
I think
I'm an edger.
You're an edger?
I'm a huge edger.
Big edger, this guy.
I love edger.
So, my thing is, I think the match of the night is going to be Eddie and Mox, right? But then you look at Christian versus Christian Cage and Adam Copeland. Oh, shit. That might be match of the night.
They're gonna have a you know, they've only wrestled in WWE.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the story is always like, well, now they could do the things that they wanted to do.
Right, right. Right.
They're not 25 years old anymore.
No.
These are 50-year-old men. So yeah. Listen, it's going to be a fantastic match. Mm-hmm. Both of them are. This is the best Christian has ever been. Like, this Christian never existed before this.
Oh, it's amazing.
All right. And you could say all you want about WWE guys going to that company. Mm-hmm. The wrestling bubble is very, very small.
Yeah.
Okay? There's only a handful of name-recognized stars in wrestling. I had the number here. Somebody sent it to me a while ago. Somebody told me there was like only like 300 active wrestlers.
Yeah.
Like between the two companies, right? That is a tiny, tiny fraction of getting there. Then you got to become a top guy.
Exactly.
This is the best that he's looked. I
oh, they both look nuts.
They both look nuts. They both look gnarly. Age.
Edge looks effing gnarly, dude.
It's, you know what he looks like? They unfroze a Viking.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And he just came out. Mm-hmm. If Encino Man was redone today, Edge could play the caveman.
Absolutely. And it's also crazy how, like, Edge is what, like 50?
50, yeah.
When we were kids and the old-timers made the comeback, they did not look like this.
Yo, you know who you saw? Nikolai Volkov.
Right.
That was a 50-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
When Bob Backlund showed up at 42?
Yeah.
You remember they were like, oh, he's too old. Terry Funk.
Yeah.
Terry Funk was middle-aged and deranged.
Always in good shape, though.
Always in good shape, but he looked like he was a middle-aged man.
But, like, I think out of a lot of those returns, Steamboat was probably the only one who, like, looked the part.
Steamboat looked great.
Yeah, yeah. Steamboat looked great. But
I like this that he does.
Edge looks so gnarly. Anyway, so here's my wacky prediction for this match, right? They're killing each other. They both, like, it's no DQ. They just both get, like, counted out somehow, right? They murder each other.
Okay.
Then they hug. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden...
And then they kiss.
And
on
then,
the nose.
And then all of a sudden, something happens where they end up hugging, I forgive you, blah, 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 I love you, etc.
Oh.
Hardy Boys music hits.
Yo, okay. You know, I actually want to see that.
Heal Hardy Boys.
Heal
and they
Hardy
just
Boys.
Run in and destroy Edge and Christian.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Adam Copeland and Christian.
You know what? I don't love your finish. I don't love your finish, but I love the rest. Is this what they do?
I think the big story is going to be Nick Wayne's involvement.
In don't interrupt. Too. We're not done.
Yeah, we're not done with this.
Sorry. Fangirl out. Okay.
There you go.
I got a question.
Future lead of cosplay right there, MG.
What will you get quicker, calling it X or calling him Adam Copeland?
I'll call it X before I call him Adam Copeland.
Yeah. It's tough.
It's impossible, it's tough. Dude. It's impossible.
It's like, I feel like the best that we're going to get is going Edge Adam.
Edge Adam.
Adam Edge.
Edging.
Corner.
Adam Edging.
So that's my fantasy nonsense booking where somehow you do get a Hardy Boys Edge and Christian match at some point.
I think Edge should win. I think Adam Copeland should win that title.
Yeah. Oh, same here.
Yeah. I think he should.
Same here. And then it's revealed that Adam Copeland's the devil.
He's the devil. Dude, you know what? What if he is?
That'd be cool. I'd be cool with that.
What if it's him? What if it's him?
Christian also being the devil makes sense.
What if it's him?
Yeah. AEW Women's Championship. Tony Storm defends against Riho. I think Tony Storm needs to retain.
Tony needs to retain.
Yeah.
Yep.
World Championship.
But I think that's our bias because we're so high on her right now.
I think she needs that belt for another 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah. AEW World Championship. MJF defends against Samoa Joe. This is going to another one. This is going to be a banger. But again, probably shenanigans at the end of the match.
Probably shenanigans for this match. You know, MJF is banged up. We got to remember that.
Yeah.
You know, I if this was WWE, I would say that Eddie's losing and MJF is losing and anybody from New York is losing.
Okay.
But it's not WWE, so, you know.
Eddie wins. MJF wins.
Sometimes the speculation is not necessary. Sometimes you just want the hometown hero to have their big moment and hold that title and close out the year.
I want to. Excuse me. Very excited. I coughed. I want to see Joe with that belt. I want to see him raise that belt in Long Island.
Oh man, you know, I would. I'm not against either one.
Yeah.
I think it's more important for MJF because I kind of feel where they're headed.
Okay. So you want MJF to retain and not lose because of the devil?
I would like him to retain and not lose because of the devil, because then you built the story there on whoever it is as the next opponent.
Now, again, it makes sense that it's going to be Shane O'Mac.
Oh, man. I don't think MJF wants to wrestle Shane.
No. Well, I'm saying if you have the devil who is not a performer, but an authority figure who's in control and Joe's his guy.
Oh, okay.
That would be cool.
All right. That could be it too.
That could be cool. Listen, if it's Shane O'Mac, I'd feel like I'm a genius.
I would feel that you are the Nostradamus of professional wrestling if it is.
Listen, it's a short drive from Connecticut.
Is he in Connecticut? I think he's in New York.
Yeah. Short drive.
I see him around. You know that?
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I see Shane around a lot.
A lot of people do. My wife used to work with people who worked for him at one of his startups, and they've all said that he's such a nice guy, like in real life. Yep. Very humble guy.
Very.
Yes, that's going to be.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
I'm not going to sell.
And that's going to be a good show. I think we're going to be there. We're going to have a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to this. And then there's a scrum after this. So,
yeah.
Listen, if Rich and I survive, right?
And if we're invited to the scrum.
I think we are.
Like de facto?
I think we are.
Just show up. Or are they going to tell you to leave?
Yeah,
what are they?
I mean, they would. We're full. Leave.
Actually, to be honest, they probably wouldn't. They wouldn't. They'd probably be like, okay, come in.
Yeah.
But, dude, that show runs till so late.
Yeah.
And by the time you're out of that scrum, it's like 1:30. By the time we're home, it's 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I am staying for the whole show. I will make you that promise.
Listen. Okay. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do.
I made the call. They delayed my pumpkin turning.
Okay.
A little bit.
Great.
So
we have until 1:30.
Yeah. We have till 1:30, and then
we need to get dinner, and we need to get a couple of like espressos in us.
So there is a bar. There is I think it's called where is it? The Green Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might go to the Green Turtle in East Meadow on Hempstead Turnpike.
Sounds good.
You want to go there at 3:30 and have a couple?
I think that's too early for this guy.
For you?
Yeah, because then think about it. If we end up staying the whole time, 3:30 to like 2, 12 hours?
Oh my God.
I'm going to put in a 12-hour day.
Nah, dude. Nah. All right, so like, we'll
go when we go.
Yeah, we'll go when
we go. Let's talk about it tomorrow. But yeah, whatever you want to do, because, you know, if you want to go early, I'll go early with you.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Just sleep on you. Wrestle Kingdom 18, January 4th.
Yes.
Got some cool matches on here. Right?
What day is January 4th?
Wrestle Kingdom always...
It's a Thursday.
Sneaks up on you, I feel.
Yeah. Wrestle Kingdom does sneak up on you.
But it's a constant. You know, that's what I love about Wrestle Kingdom. You have the New Japan Rambo, the Final Four advance to New Year's Dash for King of Pro Wrestling 2024 belt. Great. Kaito Kiyomiya and Shota Umino versus Ren Narita and Evil. Yuya Uemura versus Yota Tsuji.
Yeah, I think Yota Tsuji should have done something this year.
I agree with you.
I'm a little bummed out on their delay on him because there's something intriguing about him.
Yeah. So this is a good card, right? On paper. Winner take all, a tag team title match, IWGP tag team champions, Hiroki Goto and Yoshihashi versus New Japan strong openweight tag champs, Hikuleo and El Fantasmo. Great. IWGP junior tag, Clark Connors and Drilla Maloney defend against TJP and Francesco Akira. Cool. And then your top card. And they're only doing one night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. One night.
One night. Never open weight championship. Shingo Takagi defends against Tama Tonga. That's going to be good. New Japan television champion Zack Sabre defends against Hiroshi Tanahashi. Does Tanahashi beat him and then becomes a president with that belt?
The world television title?
Yeah.
Maybe he beats him.
You have the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion. Takahashi defends against El Desperado. I think that's going to be up there with match of the night. Three-way match, Will Ospreay versus Moxley versus Dave Finley to determine the inaugural IWGP Global Heavyweight Champion. So if Mox shows up with those three belts, and then wins this match, is this dude gonna be carrying around all four belts? Effing belts, like, yeah. Ultimo Dragon style?
Yeah.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah, Will Ospreay, John Moxley, David Finlay in this.
I'm going Ospreay.
I think it should be Ospreay. No, I'm going to maybe. Yeah, I'm going to go Ospreay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have Okada versus Bryan Danielson.
In their second match.
Wow.
Third time they're wrestling. Second match.
Looking forward to it very much.
Yeah.
You freak out.
Yeah.
And your main event, I don't want to say it's a letdown, but I don't have any stake in this one.
Me either.
Sonata versus Naito. It's going to be a great match. Yeah. You know, it's going to be like a six-star match.
I don't think Sonata's run has been great. I haven't loved it. And I think Naito is so banged up. They're just going back to this.
I think they put the belt on Naito.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think he has like maybe like a few years left. Sonata is still on the younger side, so he can become like that multi-time champion. Okay. You know, Naito has a great story going into it also, and him winning the big one on the fourth would be awesome. Do you feel like Okada and Danielson should main event, though?
The title should main event.
Mm-hmm. Not going American-style booking where you have your title match and then Undertaker versus Roman Reigns or some shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. We'll see. It's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I look forward to it every year.
Fun fact, if you wanted to, you could watch 12 hours of wrestling that day, starting with Dynamite, because the Stardom show that they're doing before Wrestle Kingdom is taking place, and then goes right into Wrestle Kingdom. So you could watch from 8 to 8 if you really
were
insane.
I'm sure there's going to be many people that do that.
Yeah. Guys, send in your questions. We're going to take a few questions before we get out of here. Also, another fantasy booking for you, Andrew. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
I think Eddie beats Moxley. Right?
Okay.
And as a reward, Danielson, Claudio, and Yuta come out, and they put him in the BCC.
Oh, you know what?
Ooh, interesting.
I like that a lot.
They're like, yo, you finally did it.
I like that a lot.
You finally elevated yourself.
Claudio and Eddie still hate each other.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. You finally elevated yourself. You're part of the crew now, right? He's that one extra guy that could go on Ring of Honor. He can go to Japan. And Eddie shows up in Japan at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I'm into that.
It works, right?
Let's do some questions, boys and girls. Some major questions.
Can we do the housekeeping real quick first?
I did that in the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Well, is there any housekeeping that I missed?
No, that's it. I just put the link to that form in the chat for people.
Yes, keep voting. The Matt Men Awards is now live. You can vote if you put it in the chat, you said?
Yes, I did.
All right, click on that link. It's about 80 pages long. it's necessary. It's necessary. It takes like a couple minutes.
Maybe like one or two misspellings.
One. Well, we caught all of them. Like Santa Baszler.
Santa Baszler. OMG.
Yeah. All right. Let's do our questions. Submit your questions in the chat room. We will do our best to answer them. Use the hashtag #AskMattMen.
Which one of you guys is going to post the questions? Jonathan, you got this?
Yeah, you know I got you.
Let's start with those super chats.
We had one super chat. It was only a super chat, but he did follow up a question, so I'm going to add them together.
Yeah.
So his question is as follows.
Okay. You want to read it?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Any traction to the rumor that Nick Aldis will be returning to the ring so Regal can take over the authority role?
Listen, he should return to the ring. I thought that moment with him and Roman the other week was incredible. I think Aldis is a great authority. What a great talker. But I think it would be such a waste for a guy that's still in his prime to not wrestle in that company, especially someone that looks like him and you know, carries himself like him.
I think that's a very WWE thing, though, because look at how they pretty much like immediately took Samoa Joe off the shelf and Adam Pearce.
Yeah.
Like Adam Pearce, they've teased wrestling, right? I think they're going to do the same with Aldis. I don't see them putting him in a competitive role.
Okay. I'm going to go the opposite. I think he's going to eventually become a wrestler.
Okay. Yeah. What's next, Jonathan?
All right, here we go. Simple.
Joel Arias. Should I order World's End?
Yes.
Yeah.
World's Ends.
Yes. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah. I would definitely.
Watch. Great car, too. Really good car.
Coliseum, that crowd. You know, historically, this is going to be a nice test. Historically, mm-hmm. the Coliseum crowd is never great.
True.
You know that.
But I think it's going to be different for this one.
Bless you. All right.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be different for this one. I think you're going to get that because everybody, for the most part, people are on a winter break.
Yeah.
Right? So you may get people who are really excited who don't normally go to the Nassau Coliseum for wrestling shows. It's a pay-per-view. Did they sell out?
No.
What's the average ticket price?
Not high.
Okay. So they lowered the prices.
Was it high early on?
I feel like a lot of people were complaining about ticket prices earlier this year for AEW shows.
So let me get the attendance right now.
I can tell you.
I'll pull up the attendance right here.
Now. While so we're doing this, guys, more questions, please.
Okay.
You could get tickets for as low as $36,
mm-hmm.
and they go up to over $150.
So right now, the building was set up for 9,775. There's about 1,100 tickets remaining. As of yesterday, 187 tickets were moved in a day. There's 8,612 seats available. 8,612 seats distributed.
Wow.
But they did open up more stuff. So I think some of this has to do with the fact that they waited a while to open it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the second to last seats are $36 is very high.
Yeah.
But I think they'll have a good amount of people in that building by tomorrow.
I'm sure. It's going to be fun. It's going to be packed. I'm going to put this one up from Pro Wrestling Joe. There's still misspellings there. I just did it before you went live.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, English is Mr. Gonzo's second language.
Fourth.
Oh, yeah.
His first language is Gretton.
It's Morlock, first language.
He grew up in a gulag.
Yeah, he grew up in a gulag.
All right, what's next, Jonathan?
Good old friend of the show, Shin.
Shin, the real Shin. Now that William Regal's no TV clause is coming to a close, do we see him on NXT soon, or is he done with TV altogether?
No, he should be on TV. He's a great TV
character. Definitely should be on TV.
Yeah.
Imagine, I'm going to pop Shin right now. Imagine if he starts managing Baron Corbin.
Do you know what he does? And I figured it out finally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. William Regal does Al Bundy face.
You're right.
You know when he does this?
Yeah.
He does that?
You're right, yeah.
He does Al Bundy face.
He does a good Al Bundy face. That's
you know, like when Al's like disgusted or mm-hmm. like that? Same face.
Did you watch Marriage?
Love that show.
Great show.
So much.
Great show.
I didn't put it on here, but I forgot to mention where he's sending his son to All Japan.
Al Bundy?
Charlie Dempsey's going to All Japan.
Wait a minute.
Charlie Dempsey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's part of that All Japan relationship now.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is from Mike Rossi. Reigns, Orton at Rumble or four-way with Knight? And I lost it.
Okay, Reigns, Rumble at Rumble or four-way with LA Knight and AJ? I think it's probably going to be Reigns and Orton.
Okay.
I think that's the match.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
What's next, Jonathan? That's from Everything Pro Wrestling. If the rumors of AEW streaming WBD are true, should we expect to still be charged for pay-per-views, or will this be like a WWE Peacock deal? Hashtag Ask Matt Man.
That I do not know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. I think but whatever it was, I think it was worked out.
Yeah.
So they worked something out for that. HBO does not have the capability,
mm-hmm.
Or Max does not have the capability still to do pay-per-views.
It's an interesting infrastructure for the Max thing.
Yeah.
Because even though those shows get... Now, my wife used to work for HBO, right? So when the shows and movies get vetted, there's still a chance that there's F-ups.
Yeah.
You know? And that's like, if you watch something, like Game of Thrones is a great example. There's a lot of glitches on that show, a lot of miscues, a lot of buffering in those last few seasons. That's just because of like human error, you know? So I don't think they have that capability just yet.
Yeah.
You know, but it's also based on, I believe, baseball, like the baseball stream. That's like the core infrastructure of the HBO streaming.
I don't, what is it? MLB AM? Whatever it is now?
Huh. MG.
I know this. No, I know this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It may still work on that. They may be piggybacking on that. I don't know.
Next question. From Pro Wrestling Joe, why do you think Tony Khan mentioned other suitors would be interested in AEW? Is he sending a message to the suits at Warner Brothers when he says stuff like that?
I mean, I would say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it this way, right? You're going to ask for a raise.
Yeah.
You're a great employee. Don't you want to kind of dangle that fruit in front of your overlords?
Yeah.
Hey, so-and-so is interested also for more than you're giving me.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's business, right?
Business.
What's next, Jonathan? This is from Rick71, hashtag AskMattMen. If AEW loses WBD, do they go full max or is there another viable option?
I think there's another viable option. Not a great option, but I think there's other viable options.
Vine.
Tout.
Tout? Oh, boy. Tout or clout? What was the tout?
Clout was another thing.
That was another one, right?
I was a big touter.
You were a big touter? You're still a big
touter.
I got
on the tout train.
Yeah? Next up.
This is the last one we have, so if anyone wants to send in more, unless y'all got it out, you got to get to.
Another one from Shin. Will Baron Corbin ever win another title?
No.
No?
No.
I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say, again, this one's Shin. No, I'm going to say this one's for Shin. He beats Gunther to become the new Intercontinental title.
Oh, my
God. He becomes the title.
Oh, my God. That would be nuts.
Yeah.
Full of nutty predictions today.
Yeah. Are we done?
Guys, are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, guys. That was fun. If you see us at World's End,
don't
come up and
say
hi.
We're getting a bunch of questions in.
Hold on. All right. Hold on.
Oh, we got
hold
a super
hold on,
chat.
Hold on. We got. You know what? Let's do the remainder.
Yes.
All right. What is this one? If WBD renewed AEW, do you expect them to still keep three shows, or would WBD reduce the shows? I think they would keep all three shows. Thank you for that super chat. I think they would be for, and I think they would do more.
Yeah.
With a renewal. I think there's going to be more AEW content. Not necessarily wrestling, but I think more involving AEW people.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I know that they are working on projects with more AEW people.
Yeah.
I think it was a filming for something recently.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Got a couple more.
Everything Pro Wrestling. Do we know anything on the rumor of mega suspension?
Just whatever Dave put in the Observer.
Yeah.
All right. And then we have another one. Whoops. There it is.
There we go. That's from Pro Wrestling. Joe, if you attend the post-show scrum, how big does the super chat need to be for Rich to do the French Tony Khan when he asks American Tony Khan a question?
Oh, how would you ask?
Well, it could go either way.
Yeah.
Right? If I read the room incorrectly, I'm not saying I'm French Tony Khan. If you read the room correctly and it lands and the joke lands, great. But then if it doesn't land,
it's insanely cringy.
And it's a dud. You know what? There's always the more cringy people at these things.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be the cringiest thing in the room, but if it lands like a dud, French Tony would have to be retired.
Yeah.
They'd probably never invite us back.
Yeah, we would probably never get invited
so,
back.
So that being
my
said,
my idea was Rich and I would have martinis during the scrum.
We can still do it.
We can still make like the shaker and everything. You take the shaker, you make the martini. And we have like a New Year's martini.
I feel like that would be amazing.
Should I dress up like New Year's baby?
I think
in
so.
The scrum?
Yeah, yeah. You dress up like New Year's baby. I'll dress up like Gandalf or some shit.
What do you mean? It's New Year's. What do you mean?
Hey, yeah. This is how we showed up.
All right. It's time to go.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another super chat. Here we go. All right. You guys are keeping us here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see this.
This is from Huncho. If Punk had signed with WWE before the Elite renewed, do you still think the Elite would have gotten as much in their renewal without the WWE leverage?
If Punk is signed with WWE, no, I don't think so. Well, no, actually, you know what? I don't think so.
And here's something that we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
With all the Punk and WWE stuff and the rumored Young Buck contract stuff, right?
Yeah.
Is that WWE door closed now?
On the Bucks?
Yeah.
No, never say never.
Never say never, but for the time being.
I don't think so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because
CM Punk was just in a WWE ring at MSG, Rich. Anything is possible.
That is true. That is true. But it took him 10 years to get there.
Yeah.
Money talks, dude. Yeah. Money talks. At the end of the day, that's what rules everything. Money. Everything is about money.
Do you need to be in WWE to quantify yourself as a greatest of all time wrestler or performer?
I think for many, yes. Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of people, yes. And I think that stigma exists. I think there's a lot of people out there that think, a lot of wrestlers, think that if I don't end up there, all the things that I accomplished, it's not in the history books.
Yeah.
Because WWE controls that narrative as who the greatest are. So I think that drives a lot of people. It's probably less now. But like guys like Flair.
Yeah.
If Flair never went to WWE, what would his story be?
I agree with you 100%.
You know, and that's a real conversation to have. Would he be, you know, like, listen, Harley Race is one of the most respected people in professional wrestling, but he ended up in WWE.
Yeah.
Dusty.
Yeah.
Ended up in WWE. You know, if you want your story told, you have to end up there.
And a lot of people gravitate towards their people's WWE runs. I think Harley is a different example, because I don't think people gravitated towards like the King Harley stuff, but people gravitated towards the polka dot Dusty.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people remember. Now, my follow-up, this is a prediction. I know we're not doing our prediction show yet, but I do think within the next 10 years, you're going to see Ospreay in WWE.
I think that's a very realistic assumption.
And you know what we're going to get? Mm. We're going to get Ricochet Ospreay part 4.
In 10 years, they'll be, yeah, okay.
They still be young. They'd still be youngish guys.
How old is Ospreay?
If AJ Styles, AJ Styles is like 56, right?
AJ Styles is like 70.
We have not talked about how jacked this guy showed up.
Dude, freaking jacked.
Just big.
Big.
I want you to get that jacked.
Will Ospreay?
I could.
I would love to see that. I would love to see you, like, by summertime.
I got to do more than my push-ups.
By summertime, I want to see you, like, AJ Styles jacked.
I'm 170. I'm 173 right now.
Okay.
Okay. So you have to go to 220. I have to, 205.
You'd be eating all day.
I can't. You know what? That would be very easy for me to put on.
Okay.
Because my comfortable weight is, like, 184.
Okay.
That's my, like, walking weight with nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, not... Like, if I eat normal, I'm 184 pounds.
Okay.
I'm too chunky at 184.
Mm-hmm.
I like being 170. I like being the 170s.
Okay.
My lightest was 156.
Wow.
When I just stopped working out, I went down to 156, and then I ballooned back up to 189.
Wow.
I could fluctuate 30 pounds in a matter of, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. All right. That's it. We're done. Guys,
yeah, for sure.
This year was a blast. We love each and every one of you. We love the support. We love the conversations. Follow us on Twitter at BTC Rich. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian, Matt Men Podcast. Follow Jonathan. Follow MG. We'll be back next year with another Matt Men Podcast.
There we go.
Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.